Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I want to take a look at a triple platinum best-selling song by the name of I Can Only Imagine. Now, you know, many of us have heard this song, and we've heard it at a funeral. We've seen a slideshow, maybe, of a friend or a family member, and that song had played. Jenny and I went to see that movie last night, and quite frankly, it blew my expectations away. I'm not a big fan of Christian music or Christian movies at times because it often kind of borders on cheesy, but this one was really, really good. And I was shocked, but I guess it's because I had a story behind it. You see, I had attended a little boy's funeral, and this little boy had gone to the same school my kids went to, and he was a cancer patient, and he was about 9 years old. He's just one of the coolest little kids, and he'd already fought his way through cancer for so long. But at the funeral, they had a slideshow of this little boy, and they played this song by Mercy Me, I Can Only Imagine. And when I read that, I thought to myself, oh my stars, this is the kind of song that genuinely just shook me deep down within me. It shook me. It sounds like this: surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? But I can only imagine. I had the privilege of preaching over the last few years, a few hundred funeral services, and I have found to myself that there is one big word that I'd love to offer anybody and everybody that is a part of something like hearing that song for the first time. And that is this: when my mom went to be with the Lord, when my dad went to be with the Lord, when my grandparents, my wife, when they all went to be with the Lord, I was aware of this one thing, and that was I could really just only imagine. I can't imagine really all the grandeur and all the splendor of heaven. I can't imagine what God considers a mansion, and I cannot imagine what streets of gold are like. I cannot imagine what it is like to have no more sorrow, no more pain. None of those things give me this thought that I capture it. I've got it. I can understand it. I can wrap my mind around it, because I really can't. This is why the Lord says to us that it's beyond our comprehension. This is why the Lord reminds us that He is God and we are not. It reminds me so much of the story in John chapter 21 when Jesus is on the seashore, and this is after His resurrection, and the disciples are fishing, and He calls out and He says, throw the net on the other side since you haven't caught anything, and they do. And the scriptures say they caught 153 large fish. They came in, and Peter had jumped out of the boat to swim, of course, and then they have breakfast with Jesus. And Jesus looks at Peter, and He says, do you love me? He says a second time, do you love me? He says a third time, do you love me? In each case, Peter is responding, yes, of course, yes, of course, yes, of course. But there's two kind of loves that are happening here. Peter is talking about a brotherly love. It's like, yeah, man, I got you, bro. But Jesus is talking about an all-encompassing love. Jesus is talking about an unconditional love. You say, well, what is the issue, Chuck, about an unconditional love and a brotherly love in regard to the song, I Can Only Imagine? Well, it's this one thing, that I'm so glad Jesus offers us an unconditional love. I am so grateful that He loves us enough that when we say yes to Him, when we say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin, thank you for dying and raising from the dead to pay for my sin, I want to turn my life around, I want to live for you, that when we do that, that He assures us that heaven is real, that we can have a life of greater abundance here on this earth, but that we have life eternal with Him in heaven. And I can only imagine what that is like. A guy like me that loves to fish, when I hear the story of 153 large fish, I'm thinking to myself, that is clearly over the limit. But at the same time, I think this is the beauty of what heaven's going to be like. That every desire that we could ever hope for or imagine is fulfilled. And there's no more sorrow, no more pain. There's no need for more funerals or hospitals, no need for chemotherapy. So today, my friend, I encourage you, when the Lord says to you, do you love me? Make sure that you can say, yes, of course I do. And when He says it again, do you love me? Make sure that you can answer, of course I do. And when He says a third time, do you love me? allow yourself and your life to be shown as a faithful follower of Jesus, and that when he says, "Do you love me?" a smile comes on your face. My friend, don't miss that, because I can only imagine. I want to encourage you to join us for the next class here at Sugar Hill Church. Many people say, "Hey, what do I do next?" And the next thing is join our next class. It's on the 15th of April. It'll happen at 5 p.m. We're going to do an evening time for those of you that can't make it on Sunday morning. And it's always a fun time. It's when people get answers to, "Hey, what do you believe and why do you believe it? And how do you guys do church and how can we be a part of it?" And it really is. It's about an hour and a half. We have a great meal. And childcare is provided, and you get to ask anything and everything. And I look forward to seeing you there on the evening of April 15 at the next class. So friends, thanks for listening. And I trust you'll share this with your social media networks. And always, let's end this one thing with this one big statement. You ready? There's nothing you can do to cause God to not love you. Take care, my friend. Look forward to seeing you again at Sugar Hill Church this weekend, where we have a 9:30 and 11 a.m. service, and of course, Sugar Hill Espanol at 11, and we're streaming all those services live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.